Hachette Audio presents The Unfleshables, written by Ron Bates, read by Adam MacArthur. Dedication to Thomas Crapper, 1836 to 1910. Plumber, inventor, punchline. Thanks for being a good sport about it. Foreword by James Patterson. Why did the superhero flush the toilet? Because it was his duty. Ha! If you laughed at that joke, 12-year-old me would have given you a high five. I've always loved potty humor. That's why I just had to publish The Unfleshables. In the wacky town of Nitro City, the plumbers are the true superheroes, and it's their duty to fight mutant sewer creatures like the Croctopus and mucus monsters and keep them from taking over the city. This book reminds me of some of my favorite stories with awesome action scenes and hilarious, gross-out jokes, like in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and Ghostbusters. I ain't afraid of no jokes. Chapter 1. He who controls the sewers controls everything. The Greeks knew it, the Romans knew it, now you know it. Monday, 1:34 p.m. I'm a tiger. Still and silent, waiting to pounce. That's what I keep telling myself. It might be easier to believe if this were a jungle instead of the third stall in the downstairs boys' restroom, but I go where the trail leads me. I'm hunkered down, gripping my knees for warmth. Why is it so cold in here? Probably because there's a weird hissing toilet poking me in the backbone. What do they make those things out of, ice? It doesn't matter. Right now, I'm only thinking about three things. Who's it going to be? When's it going to happen? What did I just step in? I'm not gonna lie, that last one worries me a lot. I mean, I've seen Timmy Wattenberger use this stall. No offense, but I play basketball with Timmy. He can't hit the rim. Just thinking about his terrible aim gives me the willies. I'm tempted to scoot away, but a sound stops me. Footsteps. Not ordinary footsteps. Heavy. Trudging thuds like someone has given a musk ox a hall pass. The restroom door glides open, then slowly closes again. I take a deep breath, count to 10, and burst out of the stall like a claustrophobic rodeo bull. Hello, Mumford! Mumford Milligan lets out a high, piercing, baby-like squeal. It's embarrassing for both of us.
What the?
He shrieks.
Are you stupid or something? You could have gave me a heart attack.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?